So, Stephen, I just want to talk a little bit about your experience of the carnival over the years.
Hi, Damien. Thanks a million for having me. Yeah, I suppose the carnival kind of brings back some nostalgic memories there. Obviously, it's great. You know, it was always brilliant. You'd see cousins coming into the town that wouldn't be here from one end of the year to the other, or you'd see friends from, you know, secondary school that you hadn't seen in a few years. You know, or people coming back from America, like maybe Pierce Holmes or someone like that I hadn't seen, or Micheál Gannon for years, you know, and it'd be good to catch up. You could meet them on the street on the fair day, or meet them inside in the dome or something like that, you know. It was just brilliant, like.
So can you tell me a little bit more about the you mentioned the dome there, because this is one of the things around the carnival. There was the dome, and then we moved into the Matty McDonagh Centre. But the dome is a term that we use a lot about the carnival, because that's where all the music happened. Can you tell me a little bit about the music and some of the memories of who played here and who the bands were that played here?
Yeah, well, the dome used to be where the tennis court was in Ballygar, which is now where David and Bernie Moran's house is. Excuse me. So that was basically a big marquee that used to be there, and if you could get into that, you were laughing, you know. Some of us used to kind of creep in through the back, you know, and through the fence, and if you hadn't the price of the ticket to get in or whatever, if you were underage maybe. But geez, there was some savage bands, you know, going back from the Stunning, Smokey, Aslan played there. I know Boyzone probably had one of their first gigs there. I wasn't at that one now myself, but there's definitely some serious bands there. They didn't maybe all start out there, you know, but they definitely drew some crowds. I remember I worked in the bumpers with Jim Murray and the Amusements there, and part of the reason for working there was because you got a free ticket to get into the dome, you know, at the end of the night, and it was a good excuse or a good way of getting in, you know. And I definitely remember hopping around the place to Joe Dolan when I was about 17 there, which is some good times in there, right?
Yeah, there was a lot of really good bands there that played. I remember talking to my father, because the carnival goes back such a long way, and as Stephen was saying there, that it's I suppose we're the generation now that's experiencing the carnival in our own way. But the carnival for people around Ballygar, and I'm sure it's the same for a lot of rural communities, trying to keep different things alive in rural communities. People coming back from America, coming back from England, it would be all based around the carnival. They'd be home for the 2 weeks. It used to go on for 10 days at that time. So it was a huge event, I suppose. It was part of our social calendar. But one of the things that I remember my dad telling me about was a guy called Larry Cunningham. He was one of the show bands, and I think he got the biggest number of people in the dome at the time. I think it was something like 1,100 people came to see him. There was cars all over Ballygar. They'd be parked from half a mile out the town, nearly out to Mount Albert, the Roscommon side of Galway, of course. Seeing it's Ross FM we're talking about here. So there was a huge scatter of cars, and I'm sure there's probably people listening today that might remember the Ballygar Carnival. It was a huge event, and we're going to be talking later on to Marie about the normality of COVID after you know, the huge year and a half we've done. I'm going to talk briefly again to Stephen about the online carnival, because we kept the tradition going, and the likes of Connor earlier on and Stephen and Tomás Kenny and you know, loads and loads of people all through the years that kept the carnival going, not just the guys now, but you know, there's so many I can't even name all the people, but just the online carnival last year. Can you talk about it briefly, Stephen?
Yeah, there was a lot of work, you know, went on behind the scenes. You know, what you've seen on the screen, you know, for the couple of hours that happened, you know, there was a lot more. Like the committee had to organise everything, organise the sound, the production. You know, Keith Gordon put in massive effort there as well, like, but obviously the committee did as well, you know. But there was a lot of work that went on behind the scenes to get it that far, but it came across quite good, you know. under the circumstances, you know, it was actually brilliant, because at least we marked the occasion. You know, it wasn't the same as a live gig, you know, but it got people involved, you know, of all ages. So there were people that came out of the woodwork that maybe hadn't sang in public or played a guitar, you know, in public for maybe a year or two. I know I did a few tunes there with John Nocton there and Mike Coleman, and we'd never played together before. We just sat down and sang a few tunes together, you know. It was a good crack, like. But it was nice to be involved in some shape or form, you know. But it was just to mark the occasion. But there was people that, like you said there, that would have come home from New York or Australia, you know, for that particular weekend, and they didn't come home. But at least they got to see, you know, a bit of something happening from people within the area or the surrounding villages. You know, it was great to see it.
Okay, thanks, Stephen. And also, Conor is still here with us at the moment. There was a huge for the diaspora in the Irish diaspora of Ballygar. The YouTube and the carnival going online made a huge difference. Conor, can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I suppose YouTube was new territory for us last year, but it was, as I say, a thing of keeping the carnival going. I suppose at the time we didn't really understand. We were new to the whole concept of lockdown and new to the concept of Zoom calls and videos, but we knew in our heads we could make something work online, and we had the idea to do a live stream one of the evenings and to get as much of the acts as we could around to put on a bit of a show for us. And among other things, then we had our talks and filmed a few bits of just the general things around the town, I suppose, of the woods, for example, down there. But it was amazing how the videos took off. They mightn't have been viewed live on the night, but since this time last year, I don't think we've gone a single day where the videos haven't garnered some views. And it's just been amazing to think like that's just helping to embed the carnival in people's minds and embed thoughts of Ballygar in people's minds all throughout the year. And please God, that brings us a few more tourists back to Ballygar in the near future when we can invite you back.
Thanks very much for that, Conor. Also, I just want to talk to Stephen about his experience as a performer in Ballygar, because we're very lucky to have someone like Stephen who has had the foresight and the courage to perform for the local community. How have you found working in Ballygar and performing now in Ballygar?
Well, I suppose I wouldn't be a performer as such. I'm an architect by trade, you know, but I just did it to plug a few holes during the leaner times, I suppose. But delighted to be involved, you know. I suppose the last few years I was involved with the trucking, you know, the truck reversing or the trucking event. So I would have played there for a few hours, you know, helping out there. But it's nice to be invited or to be asked to do it. So the committee there asked me, you know, a few weeks ago, would I give them a hand? And sure, look at anything that you can kind of feed back into your own locality. It's nice to be able to do something or to give it back, because, you know, I had great memories, I suppose, of the carnival growing up and, you know, seeing events going on. And, you know, like, I live, I suppose, 2 miles outside the village, and I'd have good memories of actually going on my holidays to my granny's or to my cousins, the Neary's, there in the town. So we were out the country and they were, I suppose, the townies. So it was brilliant, you know, to come down, and Tom Neary would bring us down to the bumpers, you know, and sure, it was, you'd be just looking forward to it for the whole summer. You know, even my granny there bringing me on the swinging boats, like, and they're not around anymore, but just good times.
And also Stevie B is playing on the Sunday night. So, yeah, as we were saying earlier on, the carnival is happening this year, and it's hopefully going to bring a bit of normality back to the community and back to Ireland. We're going to talk to Marie later on about that. Okay, thanks very much, Stephen.